Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we'd like to say welcome to our show. Tonight, of course, we're going to be doing a repeat show on one that we did on estate planning, financial planning, and taxation. So we're going to refreshing you on those on that particular show. Giving everybody a chance to come on to the mics, we're going to get started here in just a second. I do see where my co-host, Abdullah Aziz, just came on. Brother Aziz, good evening. Okay, he came on, and for some reason, looked like we dropped him. He might be having a problem. Sometimes he have a problem trying to get on, but like I said, we'll give him a chance to come on along with the other callers. As a matter of fact, since we're there, let me give you the information as to where you can call in for those of you who would like to participate in tonight's show. Call-in number is 657-383-1372. Again, 657-383-1372. And, of course, if you'd like to come in on the website, you'll come in on blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. And that's, again, NABASSC/URL. And those of you who would like to come in on the a website. So again, I think my co-host is on. Brother Aziz, are you with us? Okay, he dropped us again. So he's still having a problem trying to come on. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started with this evening's show. Let me see. I think Brother Aziz just came in. Brother Aziz, are you with us now? Brother Aziz? Okay. Anyway, hopefully he'll be coming on and joining us as soon as he possibly can. I see where he's still having problems coming on. But anyway, we'll go ahead and get started with tonight's show. Estate planning and financial planning, estate planning and taxation. Krim, let me do this. So again, Brother Aziz, are you with us? Okay. Anyway, we'll go ahead and get started with the tonight's show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show should be on. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and welcome to the show. We'll be right back to start this evening's show after a brief break. Thank you. Of the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bidem. We welcome you to tonight's show, where it's going to be our estate planning, financial planning, and taxation. We are going to be giving our word in a few moments for some of the speakers to come on. In the meantime, I will entertain you until our guest speakers do come on. Tonight, the show is about estate planning, everything you need to know about probate and what happens when you go to probate. And, of course, financial planning. We're going to be giving you up-to-date information on especially the 401, not the 401k plan, but the index. The new index retirement plan. We're going to give you some pointers on that index retirement plan. It's a plan that is very popular. It's a plan that can save your principal. So whatever you're putting into savings, it will always be there. You don't have to worry about losing any of your savings because of the volatility. Because of the market's losses and what have you, you will always be protected by a no loss. It's just a no loss. There's no way you can lose monies. And we're going to have one of our experts coming on in just a few moments, and they're going to be talking about just that. Also, we're expecting for one of our accountants to come on later on this evening. They're going to be bringing us up to date on the Trump new tax proposal. So we have quite a bit of very informative information that we're looking forward to bringing you in just a few moments. We're going to take a break, and again, we will be back right after some of the experts show up.
Natural skincare by Karima with shea butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all natural moisturizing. Natural skincare by Karima with shea butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skin.
This is not what we recorded.
And again, we welcome back you to tonight's show. Until our members, our speakers do show up, I am going to talk to you about the New Africa Business Association. The New Africa Business Association of the Washington metropolitan area is one of the many, many different New Africa business associations located throughout the United States. Excuse me. New Africa Business Association was incorporated in 2005. Before that, we were the American Muslims Business Association, which started in 1995 by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. In 2005, he changed that name from the Muslims Business Association to the New Africa Business Association. And ever since then, New Africa Business Associations has been springing up throughout the country. Now we are more or less national and even international associations. We all are subsidiaries of the National Business Association, which is the National Muslims Business Conference, which is located in North Carolina. And of course, they're going to be having their, excuse me.
And good evening, and welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. Again, I am your host, Bilal Massimo Bynum. The tape that we were just playing tonight's show for some reason has been interrupted. Therefore, we're just going to go back to our open mic. And those of you who are calling in, we will all just go back to business identification. So if you are on the phone this evening, we're going to just go back to our regular network marketing and business identification, because the program that we had scheduled for you this evening, unfortunately, looked like we don't have that particular tape. So again, I am going to say again, good evening to my co-host, Bilal, Brother Aziz, are you with us? I don't know if anybody's hearing anything we have to say. Brother Aziz, are you with us? Okay, I think we're going to have to call in, Karima. We're not. I think we're having a connection problem. I don't think nobody's hearing nothing I'm saying. So we're going to have to use the telephone, if you would. Yeah, and we'll see if we can go in this way, because they won't hear me. Brother Aziz, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Brother Paul.
Okay, Brother Paul, are you with me?
Brother Bilal.
Yes, okay, well, I do have reception. Okay, well, Brother Aziz, are you with me?
Yes, Assalamualaikum, and greetings to all. Brother Umar Kenyatta called just a moment ago, and he said he didn't know whether the show was live or recording. He had some people wanting to call in or whatever, so I told him to call back. Tell him to call on in. The line is open again, you know.
Yes, we're going to welcome guests. We, like I said, the show that we wanted to present, we don't have that recording. And so we're going to just go right back with our network marketing and business identification, and whatever message one has to convey, we're going to hear everybody's message. I did hear Brother Paul. I think he's with us. We haven't spoken with him for quite a while. Brother Paul, how are you this evening?
Excuse me?
Brother Paul, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
How are you? I was just saying we haven't heard from you, Brother.
I've been here every week with you.
Go right ahead, Brother Paul. Go right ahead.
I have been with you every Wednesday. I never meet one.
Okay, well, again, like I said, we're always glad to hear from you. If you have anything up to date that you want to share with us, or how's your project coming?
I think Success Stone have everything for me. I just need land. So I'm contacting some leaders in Florida to see if I can find something. Like, I need 15 to 20 acres for my project. A financing and builder. I need land. That's what I'm looking for. But I'm not looking for to buy. I'm looking to sign a development agreement for the land. It's not easy. So I'm still searching.
Yes. All right. Brother Aziz, any comments that you'd like to make? Of course, we are. The New Africa Business Association is going through its membership drive. So we certainly encourage those who are not members of the New Africa Business Association to become members. But Brother Aziz, any comments you'd like to make, we'll certainly listen to your comments.
Yes, I wanted to ask Brother Paul, was he still looking for land up in Eastern Shore, Maryland, up there where he was talking about originally? Brother Paul?
Yes, I'm
did you hear that? Okay, it's for land up that way. Had you seen any acreage up that way?
But I think I have to travel to Salisbury soon so I can meet the community to see who can help over there.
In a lot of instances, well, I guess also besides the community, have you maybe gone online and look at some of the real estate that's for sale in Salisbury without even putting a notification? Because sometimes, as Director Stone has said with the Black Wall Street, sometimes you have to move kind of incognito in establishing things so that perhaps when you get ready to pursue this project there, you can get a decent price for the land as opposed to a increased price, just because of what you're doing, if people know ahead of time, because land around there may be a certain price for sale no matter what you do with it, and you just look at all the land around and see if it is graded for a zone, if it's zoned to be commercial or residential or whatever, and if it's open for the zoning, well, you're good to go. But nobody would know what you're going to do with the land. It's just some research you're doing for yourself ahead of the time, and that's just a suggestion, because people always want to charge us a little bit more money. Especially Black folks buying things when they know what you're going to do ahead of time, they'll raise the value on the property. So I just want you to be aware of that in particular.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, I'm having
you're
a
welcome.
Meeting. It's possible to have a meeting on December 27th with a group of Haitians in Florida to see if they can. If we can put some money together to see if we can buy the land.
All right. I think good. We all have Brother Umar from Virginia. Brother Umar, greetings to you. Welcome to the show. Any comments you'd like to
make? Everybody. Hey, assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings to everybody. Some guests that I was wondering on. I had Brother Salim, are you on? Okay, I had Brother Revelle, are you on? Okay, I'll assume they might be coming on, but I just want to report that I've been acting on Brother Bilal's narrative around Black Wall Streets. I've really been a part of our history in one way or another during segregation. And what I have begun to do in Virginia is identify the various cities. Of course, Richmond, being the capital, had the largest segment of concentrated African-American businesses and services in a section of the city called Jackson Ward. But I come to find out in other cities as well, there was districts that were identified as business enclaves. So my strategy is to identify those areas that historically at one point in time was a smaller version of Black Wall Street around business, and see if we can kind of come together and at that time ask the state of Virginia to acknowledge through a proclamation these historical areas, you know, as for prime for redevelopment. That's why I had individuals that was from the Norfolk area, Mr. Revell. I don't know what he was scheduled to be on. Then I also had a gentleman who was from the Baltimore area, and he talks about, you know, the Baltimore. Maybe Brother Aziz, you can speak to that street. I forgot the name of Halifax. Mm. Not Halifax, but is a main drag in Baltimore, where unfortunately is digressed to a more drugs. But during segregation, it was the high point of African American commercial life. Can you identify this street?
Baltimore, I don't think I know right off, Brother Umar. I'm not actually from Baltimore, but I've been around, and I don't know where. I came around Baltimore, knowing about Baltimore area in 1969, like coming back from Vietnam, and it's only got a little worse in certain areas than better over the years. And then East Baltimore is a total renovation over there. But West Baltimore, that's where we need a complete renovation, restructuring of the whole community.
Celine, that's why I had invited him on, because he has a great insight in terms of how that area, you know, transformed to the present circumstances, but also a strategy for having Black Wall Street come involved in the redevelopment process. But I'm not sure, he might be on a little bit later, or maybe on a later
Umar, this is Hanif. I'm online.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's what I was talking about. That's like a brother Hanif. I was just highlighting Baltimore, so you can take from here in terms of your history, as well as brother Hanif is a business person in the Richmond area. He lives in both sets, Richmond and Baltimore, so he's somewhat familiar with both, but he has a very creative mind when it comes to business and economic development. And we had a conversation earlier in reference to Baltimore. It was just enlightening in terms of his suggestion how we should look at Black Wall Street and the different areas of the country around revitalization. I've taken his suggestion and begin to organize Virginia around those historical areas, and hopefully, you know, God willing, inshallah, we can kind of make something happen.
Sure,
so, would you introduce yourself to the network?
My name is Hanif Saleem, Hanif Al-Malik Saleem. Apparently, I live in Richmond, Virginia for the past, since 2008, but I grew up and spent a half a century in Baltimore. I left here when I was about 50-something. Currently, I'm at a restaurant. Actually, I'm in Baltimore right now. I'm in Charles Village at a restaurant, a favorite restaurant, Homer spot. At Kumari's. I don't know if you know it, but anyway, and I'm staying the night at a hotel here for some business tomorrow. Down here by the Washington Monument in the Monument Street. You know what I'm talking? That area.
Yeah, definitely by the convention center, like.
No, this is near where the big Washington Monument, Washington Lafayette, where they have the history of right, that area.
Right.
They might call it
the
gate area. That's the old language for me. You know, like
right.
They have every city has its gay areas. This has always been historically looked at. Anyway, I'm here right now. I heard that Umar mentioned something to the effect about West Baltimore. You were talking about West Baltimore. I grew up in West Baltimore.
Yes.
I grew up on Pop. I grew up on Utah Street, Utah and Linden Avenue, White Lock Street, all that before 1969. And
okay.
uh, that was, I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. But the first neighborhood that I lived in, that it, as far back as I can remember, when I was under the age of 7, was Park Avenue and North Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that area, up to that age, I didn't know any African American friends.
Yeah.
I didn't have any African American friends because nobody lived in that neighborhood but white folks, only people, black people.
Right.
I remember,
yeah.
And my brothers and sisters. So I grew up on that Bolton Street area. In the, I went to that old Quaker school that's still down there. They made out of apartments right there on Park Avenue, one Park Avenue, North Avenue. And then around 67 or so, we moved from there to I'm going to say Utah Street, Utah Linden Avenue area. And it was like night and day, you know, because that was really the ghetto.
Yeah.
It's glass, right, all over the alleys. I never seen glass all over the alley. It was trash cans thrown all over the place. It was rats in the buildings, you know. So
yeah.
I went from one extreme to another extreme.
Yeah.
You know, the decline of West Baltimore has a long history. You know, a lot of it is based in the police department.
Yes.
When the African Americans were like Watkins, used to, one of the Officer Watkins, he created a security company, and he was one of the first African Americans to be a police in Baltimore. And according to the major drug lords of the 70s in Baltimore, he was the one that the white officers allowed to bring the drugs into African American communities, especially in West Baltimore area. West Baltimore Police Department, if you go to the Afro newspaper and pull it up, the Northwestern Police Station and the police station Northwestern and then near Sandtown, there was an article that they wrote up around 1987, and it was discussing how every time there was a major drug bust that was about to take place, literally about to take place, on an African American political figure, any African American political figures in Baltimore, that the colonel of either one of those West Baltimore police precincts would literally call it off, even though all the police outside, ready to go in. Baltimore has if you look up Nancy Pelosi, she grew up in Little Italy. And her father, I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, but her father, you can look it up, he was in 1956,
right,
he was the mayor of Baltimore.
That's right.
Encyclopedia Britannica, where they have a section in there saying how drugs and politics come together. That subcaption, Baltimore, Maryland, case example, 1956, Thomas Dulles Andrew, that was his name. Thomas Dulles Andrew was the mayor of Baltimore in 1956 and an underboss in the syndicate at the same time. And he was the one, Nancy Pelosi was the one who was recorded of bringing all the heroin originally into Baltimore. He was one of the top. And he had three sons who all became attorneys. They have a big attorney firm down on Redwood Street downtown. I think it's still there. They were all sent to school from his drug money. And this was the period when the Italians was running Baltimore. They ran the labor unions. I was in a little reunion. They ran the labor union even when I was leaving in 2008. So, you know, West Baltimore has declined a lot because the police has been in lockstep about allowing drugs to be sold in the African American community, especially Pennsylvania Avenue. I remember in the mid 90s, they allowed drugs to be sold in the Pennsylvania Avenue area They even allowed open drug markets there in the whole Sandtown area. And now you go there, you know, they call keeping in control, keeping the drugs in control. It's really another way for white folks to make their money off the black community. So these communities have been what they call systematic racism. But unfortunately, a lot of African American, well-educated people of status, political figures, and religious figures, and educators are all involved. Just like when they kicked the door down in 1996 of the African American dean of Coppin State College, he had a house on Bolton Street. And the feds knocked his door down, and he was a major drug trafficker in the city of Baltimore. So it's a strange mix. It's hard to break because, you know, there's so many people hands involved with the creating a what you call it underground economy and forcing the black youth into an underground economy, and so many of the African American leaders in Baltimore don't come together to create a situation to improve the black community. They all wait for, I don't know if they wait on the white man or not, but it's not going to happen by white folks. If the African American elite your Kirk Chamokes and your Kweisi Umes and all these kind of people. They do a lot of talking, but if they don't create a situation where they can create jobs and have a plan for instilling into those areas specifically that I mentioned, of course, all of Baltimore, East Baltimore has its areas too. If they don't have a plan to instill dignity and decency back into those people, where you obviously see that decency is not, they've lost any concept of decency. That's why when you go up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, it looks like a hellhole. And this was the black hub or the black Wall Street one time. But I just want to say that. I don't want to hear your feedback or anybody else's feedback on it. But my point is that the African American, whether they in Baltimore or any other place in the United States, they have to take the concept of the leaders that came before them, Marcus Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, Warren Dean Muhammad, Malcolm Shabazz, and even before his death, Martin Luther King, and that is to not wait on the white man and to, as it would be, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. I just
want
to say that.
Yeah, we thank you for that, my brother. You know, I saw back, let's say I arrived in the area, in Washington area, like in 1969, coming from Vietnam. And over on West Baltimore, Edmondson, like that whole area changed from where it was in the 69 until now, you know, sections in like, North Avenue, and yeah, like you said, over by Chaffin State, those, you know, buildings are up now, and then a lot of them are gone down now, you know, and that whole area there, but Chaffin State, you know, we got a nice university, but the area down from it, you know, needs some renovation, and I just think that's a great area for us to really rebuild, as opposed to, you know, everything that's down there by the harbor and all that. Just sort of,
yeah, well, the Baltimore Development Company, which is doing the Inner Harbor and everything around the Inner Harbor, and in fact, any building that goes on, they control the building that goes on in Baltimore. John Hopkins controls all of the building that goes on in East Baltimore. I just wrote that, John Hopkins. They control East Baltimore, the hospital, university down on the west end downtown. They control the constructions that go on in West Baltimore. And so it's a nice, good soup and gravy for white folks, and it appears to me that the African American just feel like they want to emerge into whatever white people are doing. They have no plan of their own, like Elijah Muhammad had a plan of his own, or Mark Garvey had a plan for black people. Black people need to stop waiting and come up with their own plan and act on their own plan.
That's why I
brought Brother Haleem in, because I don't. My thought was, Brother Aziz, because of your nearness to the area, how do we look at Black Wall Street USA? What would be the process, rather, of Black Wall Street USA initiating an assessment of this key area in terms of, I'm not sure we have a representative as a part of Black Wall Street from the Baltimore area.
No, I think we did have someone, and Brother Bilal was able to really contact this person when he was given all the people that was part of it. I don't know. Brother Bilal, are you on?
No, yeah, I'm right here. I'm just right here trying to digest everything I'm hearing here. You know, you know, brothers, the way I look at this thing is like this. In order to change the condition of Baltimore economic and all the economics that's going on throughout the United States and African American neighborhoods, like I said, our neighborhoods are extremely valuable. And the reason I say our neighborhoods are extremely valuable is because we do, out of Baltimore and many other black communities, our consumer spending are way up. But when it comes to the question of Black Wall Street USA, and I stutter right there because, like I said, brother, you know, New Africa Business Association, and the community of Imam W.B. Muhammad, we merged with Black Wall Street in January of this year because, again, we realized that the Christian community is our powerful community when it comes to our monies and going in and out of our community. But at the same time, from the time we have merged with Black Wall Street up until today's date, I don't think that Black Wall Street had a whole lot to do with business and the creation of new businesses in the African American community. As a matter of fact, it is to my opinion is that Black Wall Street is thinking that we as Muslims, African American Muslims, I think can give them some direction because, again, they have never really focused that much as being a business organization. So, again, I think they're looking for us to take the lead. When it comes to that type of business activity, saying that to say, we're going to have to come up with our own opinions and our own ideas. Again, I am opening the mics up to everybody. If anyone who has any good ideas and suggestions, but brothers, we're going to have to start thinking about we are those plans. And whatever plans are materialized is going to have to come. It starts right here with the New Africa Business Association that Imam W.B. Muhammad started. So again, the mics are open, but I suggest that we're going to have to look at ourselves and take the leadership here ourselves.
Can I say something there?
By all means.
Yes.
Brother Bilal, this is not Bilal Omar of Baltimore, Maryland, is it?
No, this,
hello?
No, this is Bilal Bynum here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. I'm also from the community of WDC from 1977 to 1985. And I still looked at the brother Rahim Allah, may Allah bless his soul. And I did, you know, I could always identify my type. I hear you talking, and that's why we sound the same. We both stay in the same thing in terms of we have to come up with our own plan. And we talk like that because that's the way we was taught. And the Quran bears witness to that, but only for those who are Muslim. Obviously, a person who's not Muslim, they don't typically think down that avenue. And so you are correct, and I would agree with you wholeheartedly. African-American Muslim, especially those who came from the leadership of either Elijah Muhammad or W.D. Muhammad, should be presenting more leadership in these endeavors. Because, again, we have to come up with our own plans. We can't wait on. We have to go back to our grassroots. I'm talking about those of us who came to Islam and we were in one of the two communities in Eastern Islam with American Muslim Mission. We have to go back to our grassroots and part of some of this development to get the going back to the street and getting the American people, I would say, involved with loving themselves again, having respect for their race, their ethnicity, their human life, what they were created for. We walked away from that aspect of our dawah, expressing that in the public over the years. And so a lot of this ugliness in our neighborhoods, I know from Wilson Street, where we started from in Baltimore, with Islamic, which that mosque was originally a temple. And then after the members of W.D. Muhammad left in 1993, the, as it would be, Sunni Muslims, if you want to call them, or whatever they want to call, we Sunni Muslims too, but they stopped as not people who followed their leadership of W.D. Muhammad. And once they took over, then all the drugs came back to the neighborhood. So we just, not just Muslims, but African-American just human beings, and we have to go back into our neighborhoods and reestablish or reassociate ourselves with the already existing community, people who are involved with community development, and merge along with them like our Imam Ronald Shakir Rahimullah did in Baltimore. And he became the leader of the community associations around Franklin Avenue in Baltimore in his day and time in the 1990s. If we go back into our communities, I'm talking about as Muslims, with the way we talk and join whoever's doing the work of cleaning up the community or giving the community respect for their human life, we join them regardless of what their religion is. We don't want, you know, we don't become humble. We don't come to say, look, we Muslims, you need to listen to us. We got the Quran. Become humble as a human being, wanting to see human life develop, and especially our human life develop along with every other ethnic group that are developing their human life in America and getting the best of America. We come humbly, and most people will open their doors to us because once they hear us talking, they will respect us and they will ask us, okay, you take some leadership too. So we have to go back to our grassroots of going back to in our communities, finding out who's a part of community organizations, and joining their organizations or trying to be a part of their organizations. But if we stay in our own stalls and say that everybody got to come to us, that ain't going to work.
Yeah, precisely. So thanks so much for your comments, brother. And we want to ask you to continue to network with us because, again, opening up these communities and being able to communicate that's what this New African Business Association Blog Radio is all about, is to bring about businesses in our community all over this country, and being able to network and do business with each other, but at the same time create new businesses by becoming vested, financially vested with each other to create new businesses. So I would ask you, brothers, like I said, I know for a fact that I started with in 1995 when Imam W. P. Muhammad started the American Muslim Business Association. That's when I became active and realized that now I have a job or a school, as you more or less say, that I can join, because as a business person, I'm a financial planner. I'm a certified financial planner, and I've been in finance for more than 40 years. But saying that, from the American Muslim Business Association, and then in 2005, we became the New Africa Business Association. So again, we are already established. And before Imam W. P. Muhammad, of course, there was his father. So as far as businesses, we don't have to restart or redo anything, because for almost more than 100 years, African-American Muslims have been very active in business. And in the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, African-American Muslims had more businesses in this country than any other organization ever in the history of this country. So again, we don't have to reestablish anything. We just need to go back and pick up on the hard work that our leaders have already started. And so that's why the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio is a tool as to where we can talk with each other all over the country, and even a part of Africa and the Caribbean. And so our statistics are reaching many, many places. And so I would ask that you brothers in all of these different areas that have concerns about uplifting your community to join with us. There's a New Africa Business Association in Baltimore and Jersey and Pennsylvania. We need to bring our business association all back together, because, like I said, our Christian brothers did not invite us to come and merge with them. Not only did they ask us to merge with them, they asked us to take the lead when it comes to creating businesses in our communities, because they have already seen the example that we have set. So, again, with that said, I'm going to open the mic back up, and I'm going to ask you, brothers, especially those of you who are just coming on, to continue, because as African-American Muslims who have been practicing self-independence and doing for self for a long time, we need to set the example. I will open the mic back up, and I welcome your comments.
Okay, this is Salim again. I just want to briefly say I understand the New Africa concept from W.D. Muhammad. I was present when he delivered that opening to us, and how we should be, brothers should be coming together, how he went overseas to China to get some suits made and all these different kind of venues and so forth and whatnot. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm a businessman today. Because of the foundation of W.D. Muhammad employing us to be business people. And I have helped other brothers get in business, men and women. And so I always, loud that. But I don't know if any New Africa economic program or concept that's going on in Richmond, Virginia. I don't live in Baltimore anymore. But I don't know if that's going on in Richmond, Virginia. Maybe Umar can speak to it. Hello?
Brother Umar, Kenyatta,
are you still there?
Brother Umar,
Kenyatta seems to not be present.
Okay. Well, let me just do this from the time that I've been associated with Brother Umar. And, of course, I was the one who asked him to become the state director for Black Wall Street in the state of Virginia. And that is because Brother Umar's vision is the same as ours. His interest is to start growing business associations. He recognizes the fact that in Richmond, the New Africa Business Association is not as active as he would like for it to be. That's why he has access to this radio station, and he can bring on he can have his board here in many places where he can start now, hopefully, stimulating business activity in the New Africa Business Association. And the same thing in all of our cities and different communities. Again, this is what the New Africa Business Association is all about. Recognizing businesses in our community, doing business with each other in our community, and creating new businesses by becoming a financial investor to build new businesses directly in the Black community. So again, we thank you for your participation. We're going to be going off the air here in just about another 5 minutes. Brother Aziz, as you know, at 8 o'clock, we actually go to the Black Wall Street Northeast region, and this is the Black Wall Street network and business marketing. So we would invite you guys to switch over from the New Africa Business Association and go directly to Black Wall Street USA Network Marketing and Business Identification, and that's hosted by Brother Umar of Richmond and Brother Aziz of Washington, D.C. And, of course, I get involved as much as I can. But, Brother Aziz, would you give out that information as to where they can share it with you, the show that's coming up with you?
Yes, Brother. The call-in information for the Black Wall Street Show, which is every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time. That number is area code 712-451-0683. And that is 712-451-0683. And there's an access code to get in. And the access code is 61-4060#, and that's 61-4060#, or either go to blackwallstreet.org. Yes, Brother
Before we leave all the out, I did want to say something to Brother Salim. First of all, thank you for taking time to participate. We all have grown from sharing your experiences and your passion for the development, continued development of the community. In reference to Black Wall Street, we are established that entity in Richmond, but the strategy was there are several organizations, small centers that were associated with the leadership of Dr. Muhammad. We're trying to create a statewide and then have different chapters in the state. So that is the overall strategy. So we can begin a very conversation about Richmond's chapter affiliating with the national organization as soon as you're ready to start that conversation. Because I think truly your leadership is definitely needed as a business person, but more importantly, the vision you have.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate Brother Hilal's that got my thinking in the direction around, okay, let's look at not only Tulsa, where obviously the focal point of Black Wall Street, but those areas throughout the country that has potential for redevelopment. That's a very good strategy going forward.
That way, but, that way, five blocks that way. Yeah, because see, the arrow is pointing that way.
Yes. Yeah. Excuse me, brother. I'm on the street, and the lady was asking for directions there.
Hey, brother, Salim, we really invite you to the next hour, because that is Black Wall Street Pacific, and it falls.
Yes.
Baltimore falls into that geographical area of focus.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, you know, your sentiment around
I'm heading for my
hotel room right now, and I just my car, I'm just making sure it's locked up and everything. I'm gonna plug my phone up so I make sure I have some juice, but I'll be online.
Oh, fantastic! That'd be great, because that's the Eastern section, and pretty much the critical question is identifying leadership in that area, which obviously you can be a contributing factor to that, because there's no reason why some kind of assessment and evaluation should not be made to intervene. You know, I mean, particularly like you know the history. I mean, you know the history, so that's a beginning point right there, or engagement.
No
problem.
This is Brother Aziz. I was going to say, as we close this show, Brother Umar, on the next one, do you mind opening that up? I got to make a nature call.
Okay.
A whole bunch of information. All right, brothers, well, then we're going to go ahead and...
You want me to open it up?
Yeah, I'll come on and join, because we're going to be doing about the same thing, you know, talking about increasing membership and everything. And and I guess Brother Bilal will be on a little later, too, but I just had to do what I had to do very quickly.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
But yeah, Brother Salim, I want to thank Brother Salim again for coming on. And like Brother Bilal said, we definitely like his participation in our thing. But one of the things we want to consider, though, Brother Umar, is that we need people to also join Black Wall Street, New Africa Business Association, to keep
this
program
going.
This
is exactly where we're going. A particular night hearing Brother Salim's commitment, definitely. I mean, inshallah, that's a done deal. We'll be on that as of tomorrow, you know, in regards
Alhamdulillah.
We're not going to hesitate on that. And my credit question, do you feel that we established a statewide chapter. What is our financial investment to the national organization?
One third of the membership. One third of your annual membership.
Okay, what would that be?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that would be $25. $25 from the $100 membership.
$100.
That would be your membership is $100, but we get $25.
Oh, you say you're making it $25?
No, that's what the your membership for your state is $100, but the headquarters gets $25 of the $100.
Okay. All right, so what we'll do, once we have this conversation, we'll go ahead and contact you and make that investment on a national level, and we'll establish some kind of principles on how we can operate locally and kind of run that by you and see what you think.
Excellent. That's exactly what we want to do, because remember, each state, you're running your own independent organization. But we'll be talking about this real soon. So I see everybody. Until next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, brother. That's some legend, brother.
And everybody, don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote.
Yes.
Okay. Good night.
All right, brother.
in liberating strife. Who more than self? Well, country loved.
Shine, see, you know, I wish I had somebody to help me.